Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we continue now with what we could call our State of the City's Leadership series, as local elected officials who have expressed interest in someday running for mayor or other citywide offices give their state of speeches. We are following up. So far, we've heard from Scott Stringer, the Manhattan Borough President, Christine Quinn, the City Council Speaker, and Comptroller John Liu. Last week, Borough President Ruben Diaz of the Bronx gave his third State of the Borough speech. He joins me now to talk more about what's happening in Bronx County and also with his thoughts about what's going on in the city in general. For example, the new Fresh Direct deal that the city paid a lot of money for, plans for the Kingsbridge Armory, and his hopes of changing the borough's reputation from being a leader in everything that is bad, to quote from his speech. Welcome back to the show, Borough President Diaz. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back, Brian.
So Bronx County, as people will say over and over and over again, has the highest unemployment rate in the state at officially 12%. Unofficially, I'm sure you'd say it's a lot more than that. Is finding jobs for your borough where you're primarily focused?
Absolutely. I mean, when I was elected almost 3 years ago now, I think that the mandate that we were given was to do the best that we can to make sure that we work with the elected officials, every level of government, and to try to provide the best opportunities that we can for Bronxites. And my State of the Borough address, obviously there's a long way that we need to go. But what I wanted to do in essence is convey two things. One is that in the Bronx, more than ever before, all of the elected leaders in the borough are working in tandem. And because of that, which leads me to B, is the reason why we find ourselves in such a climate where we're working with the city, state, and federal governments, where we're bringing in business, where corporate America is starting to look at the Bronx now as a great place to invest. And ultimately, we're seeing that Bronxites are benefiting from everyone working together.
You pointed in the speech to the new Fresh Direct deal. And, of course, there was this whole smackdown between New York and New Jersey over who was going to get this deal. And the company has been kept in the city, moving from Queens to Mott Haven. What's in this deal for the Bronx?
Well, you know, time and time again, what people don't realize is how the New Jersey government, from the governor on down, they have this full court press of trying to take away businesses from New York State. And in this case, you know, we're talking about the Bronx, but this is really about a citywide issue of us not losing 2,000 jobs today. But keeping them in New York City, keeping them not in the Harlem River Yard. And what's in it for Bronxites is that they not only are going to be able to get, you know, some of the jobs that are going to come over from Long Island City, but over the next 3 to 4 years, Fresh Direct has projections to expand another 1,000 jobs. At the same time, you know, we want Fresh Direct to make sure that they deliver their product and their produce to areas in the Bronx outside of Riverdale. And what's even better is that we're doing this in a smart, sustainable way where they are negotiating now with Smith Electric, which is a manufacturer of zero-emission, all-electric trucks that move their operations from Missouri to the Bronx. So think of that now. They created jobs manufacturing all-electric trucks, and with Smith Electric here, with Fresh Direct, not only is Fresh Direct going to be able to hire Bronxites, but they're going to purchase trucks from Smith Electric that are made by Bronx hands. So, this is the perfect way for us to keep jobs here, for us to create jobs in the borough, for us to continue to work against the forces of Jersey like we did with the Hunts Point Produce Market, which is an economic engine for the entire state of New York. And we were happy to announce also that the governor and the city and everyone is working together to make sure that we keep the produce market, which is the largest in the world, right here where it belongs in the Bronx.
Is the Fresh Direct deal a kind of double-edged sword, though, for the people of the Bronx? Because whenever we talk about Fresh Direct on this show, we get calls about their idling trucks. And I wonder if a multi-truck-based business is what the borough with the highest asthma rate needs.
And that's the reason why we are listening to the folks who have concerns, and part of our MOU with Fresh Direct speaks to that. That's the reason why they've already purchased 10 zero-emission, all electric vehicles from Smith Electric. They plan to do more, and they have a strong commitment of converting their entire fleet of over 130 trucks to either all-electric zero-emission vehicles or natural gas. And at the same time, we should be mindful that they are going to the Harlem River Yard, where they can get in and out of the Harlem River Yard through highway. It's not a residential neighborhood. But what we're getting in our office from many Bronxites is that it's always a good thing when, at the end of the day, you have 3,000 jobs here in the Bronx.
I also want to bring up the Kingsbridge Armory, which you also mentioned in your State of the Borough speech. You changed course on that. You had been such a leading opponent 2 years ago, helped kill the deal with related companies over a living wage battle. And now there's a new living wage deal that the city council passed that apparently will apply to that could apply to some of the construction workers, but not to the retail workers who actually work in the armory. Why did you decide to become okay with that version of the deal?
No. So this gets complicated, and you have to give me a minute here. Two years back in 2009, yes, we stopped that deal because of living wage, but it was also, Brian, about the usage of the armory. And what we did subsequent to that is that we said to the city, look, we're going to have a task force. I created a task force, and we showed the mayor the fact that there is interest of people who outside of the retail industry that would want to not only develop the armory, but do so where they can provide decent jobs and allow for the community to benefit and be inside this beautiful building. And the mayor listened. So we put our differences behind us. We worked together. We announced an RFP, and a new RFP, the difference is that the language says that now the development is not just shouldn't be just concentrated on retail, that it should be concentrated on, you know, other things that could be developed at the Army. When it's all said and done, I'm happy to work with the mayor here with this new RFP, which is the deadline is March 22nd. And I think that we're going to get a tenant there that A, is going to provide living wage jobs, and B, where the community could benefit, and we could provide a destination place, creating an atmosphere where more people from outside of the borough come into our borough and stimulate the local economy. With regards to the Fair Wages for New Yorkers Act that we compromised with, that we came to an agreement with Speaker Quinn, remember that whoever comes into the armory, if they are the sole tenant, and if they are the sole employer, they would have to pay a living wage at the armory. So if they don't, if, in other words, if they come in there and they don't have any subcontractors, or if they don't have any tenants, they would have to pay a living wage. And when it's all said and done, I don't believe that it's the smartest thing to do to bring in a retail more. I don't know if anybody's going to put in the RFP. The reason why we didn't want a retail more there is because it would have totally devastated the neighboring businesses and Fordham Road. Mm-hmm. So a more could be good in another part of the Bronx. It just wouldn't be a good fit at the Kingsbridge Armory.
Let me take one call of pushback for you on the Fresh Direct deal from Corinne calling in from the South Bronx. Hi, Corinne.
Corinne? Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on with Borough President Diaz.
Yes, so there are a number of concerns that we as residents in the South Bronx have with respect to this Fresh Direct backdoor closed deal, that we were not a part of the process whatsoever. In particular, with respect to jobs, there is, notwithstanding the fact that there was again, closed-door memorandum of understanding signed between Fresh Direct and Ruben Diaz, that, number one, that memorandum of understanding is not binding. It is absolutely unenforceable. And even with that memorandum of understanding, there is still no guarantee that any new jobs will be part of the project, nor that Fresh Direct has to provide one job to a South Bronx resident.
So
okay. There are
so,
neither mandates.
Corinne, what did you want? What's your bottom line, Corinne? Because our time is short. Would you prefer Fresh Direct not be there?
That's
or
correct.
That they have gotten a better deal?
But let me just say that she's totally misinformed, and she's part of an organization that continues to put out misinformation. If she,
Ruben Diaz,
hang on one at a time. Go ahead, Borough President.
Let me answer your question. I didn't interrupt her. When she speaks of the MOU and the neighborhood participation, we did that. There was a hearing with the IDA. Prior to that, we Fresh Direct and the City of New York, the EDC, made a presentation to the community board. We don't do memorandums of understanding on all of the different projects that happen in the city. It's very few times that you see it. In this case, we did it, and guess what? We did it after we heard from people like Corin, and we put in there certain stipulations that would address the trucks, the conversion of the trucks, and hiring. And the reason why she's putting out the information is because she doesn't realize, and this is where it's enforceable, the MOU, because Fresh Direct cannot build without capital funding from my office or without capital funding and a loan from the Bronx Overall Economic Development Corporation. That loan is part of the Empowerment Zone funding. When you, anybody who knows anything, if Corinne did her homework on the Empowerment Zone, you would know that they have to have a certain amount of people employed, not just in the Bronx, from the Bronx, but from the Empowerment Zone. If you look at what happened at the Gateway Mall and Target Home Depot, we were the ones, the BOEDC and my office, we were the ones who did the job fairs.
Right.
That is the reason why in those locations, you see that 75% of the people who work there come from the Bronx. People like Corinne and others, you know, I don't know who they are, but those who know who I am and know that I've been fighting for many years in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx that I represented as an assembly member, those individuals trust that we're doing the right thing.
We have to leave it there.
How does she look at people and say, we don't want you to work and we want you to continue to be unemployed?
And
I'm
Corinne,
not prepared to do that.
We thank you for your call, and we're just about out of time with Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz, latest in our City Leadership State of 2012 series. Just give me a quick answer. Are you considering running for mayor next year?
I am considering everything. I'm keeping my options open. Stay tuned. I'll come back to your program, Brian, and let you know.
Always good to have you. Thank you very much. Bronx President, Borough President Ruben Diaz.